What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Let's Be Honest. This is your girl, Rupani. I'm definitely grateful for each and every one of you guys. Happy May, new month, new blessings. And this is actually season 4 of Let's Be Honest. Thank you guys so much for listening. I have a new project for you guys today, and I actually have a great guest with me here that's going to explore this episode with me. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, girl?
Yeah. Hi, guys. My name is Nikki, and I am from Salt Lake City.
All right. Salt Lake. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good. I'm really good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Are you ready to go ahead and get started?
Let's do it.
Awesome. So Pride Month is actually coming up in a month, I believe, in June. Yeah, so I'm actually very excited to speak about this topic. It's the LGBTQ Sunday Fun Day. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask you some questions. You can share some stories if you'd like to, and then I could go ahead and share some stories as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Awesome. So when did you first know?
When did I first know I was gay? Mm-hmm. that's such a complex question. My whole life I've known I was gay. I just, you know, growing up, I didn't really say I was gay. I just had to, like with society, I felt like I needed to be with a guy. I felt like I would be judged by family, friends, if I were to say, oh, I like girls, you know? Uh-huh. So, my whole life I knew I was gay, but I didn't come out until later on in life.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So, when was the first time you came out? Like, do you remember? Was it recently, a while ago?
I mean, I came out as bisexual when I was like 20, 21. Mm-hmm. But I came out as full lesbian, 24, actually. 23, 24.
Okay, awesome. How was that moment like for you? Like,
it was like... scary. I was so scared. I was so scared. It's different, you know, when it comes to terms where you're like, oh man, like this is who I am. This is what I like. Mm-hmm. I was scared, but I was so happy at the same time. I was happy to figure out who I am.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So who did you come out to first?
So I actually came out to you, another friend, and another friend all at the same time. I sent you guys a group text message, and I was like, you guys think I'm gay?
And we were like, are you what?
Exactly. And I think it was on 420 too. So
I think I still have that.
Yeah. Yeah, I still have it.
Yeah. So that's what I came out.
Yeah, that was a great moment. Like, we were so happy for you.
Oh, that's so scary too.
I'm sure. were you worried about you or your family at all?
What do you mean?
Like, when you first came out, were you worried that you were going to be, like, different, or if your family was going to treat you differently, like, or if you were going to face any challenges or anything like that?
No, not really. I felt like I would be accepted by a lot of my friends and family coming out. It seems like a lot of people are coming out, or a lot of people are gay or in the LGBT community. So I felt like the community is bigger now, so a lot of people are accepting of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. For some people that don't know, do you want to like define sexual orientation and versus sexual preference? For people that don't know what those mean, do you want to define what sexual orientation is versus what sexual preference?
So sexual orientation is what you are sexually, not even sexually, just attracted to.
Uh-huh.
And wait, sorry, I mixed those up.
Yeah. Orientation is what you identify yourself as.
Sorry. Sexual orientation is what you identify as. So uh-huh. I identify as a female. So she, her is my pronouns. Uh-huh. And then sexual preference is who you are sexually attracted to.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Do you think since you came out, you've helped other people in your community come out, or it's still not like progressing yet? Like as in like the African community?
Ooh. With the African community, I feel like that is still like a subject that is very touchy to talk about. I have come out to a couple of my cousins and like, and I've talked to them just, you know, just about me being lesbian. Think about it and what their opinions are. And they have said like, you know, like it's a tough subject because a lot of people are still, or I guess in our community, in the African community, they're still homophobic. They don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I definitely understand you on that. So with all lesbians having like subcategories, what do you think you categorize yourself as? Because there's like so many different kinds. And then also backup question, what do you think you're more attracted to?
Oh man.
No.
She really put me on the spot.
Okay.
So
no leave love unturned.
Oh, hi guys, it's Ina.
Well, welcome, girl.
Just invaded the interview room. I'm sorry.
Oh man. lesbian. There's a lot of terms when it comes to being lesbian. So I identify as, I guess, a switch.
Okay. Explain.
I come off as a feminine kind of masculine switch.
Okay.
So I dress feminine, I dress masculine, and switches, you know, in the bedroom. Switch it up.
My God. There's a term for
There's a term for everything.
Oh my God, I am finished. I'm so done. Girl, your laugh is what everybody's gonna remember.
Oh my God. No, let me leave, bro. Let me go. Okay, yeah, you go, bitch.
Oh my God. You're still laughing.
Oh my God, this girl, I can't.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Okay.
You can still hear her. Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
All right.
After that laughing fit.
Oh man. Oh,
okay.
Ah, fuck. Ah, but it is hot now. Holy shit.
Oh, God. Now I'm really sweating.
All right.
Okay. What was I talking about?
You were talking about
a switch. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then my preferences are, I don't really have any preferences. I like all girls. I like all types of girls.
All right, that's beautiful. Are you more submissive or dominant?
Both. I'm very much both.
Okay, nice. And with like, can you tell me like your first like favorite first date that you went on or you took your first partner on?
Yeah, so my first date was actually with this girl. So we decided that we would go over to her house and we, you know, we're just gonna hang out there and do something very very chill. So I made us a charcuterie board.
That's romantic.
You know, and I got her some flowers and, you know, we just drank wine, sat in her her front lawn and we just talked for hours.
Wow. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So like the first when I first knew, I actually don't have like a specific age either. When I first knew, like, I came out as bisexual because that's what I, you know, refer to myself as. Like, yes. I don't think I'm all the way gay or all the way straight. So, like, the first time I actually came out to somebody was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I'm not speaking for all females, but I feel like a lot of females, when they first came out, or like their first crush is usually like a friend.
Yeah.
Like, this is a friend. Yeah. So, like, mine happened to be a friend. It was one of my best friends from, like, back in the day. And, like, I had this huge crush on her, but, like, it was, you know, forbidden, basically. Yeah. So, like, I didn't know who to tell. So I told my little sister about it. And, like, I really wanted to tell someone, and I wanted to experience it, and I wanted to be out there. But, like, you know, with all of, like, the restrictions and how it's frowned upon and all of these things. So, like, I just never did anything about it until, like, in college, I started experiencing more, like, talking to more females, or whenever I'd go out, like, I would be more interested or drawn to, like, dancing with females or talking to females. Like, it was, excuse me. Yeah, so I wasn't, like, too worried about, like, my family finding, like, my family or me, because, like, I felt like, you know, it is what it is, basically. Yeah. So, like, when I first came out, actually, was to my family, was when I was in North Dakota, and, like, I had met this woman, and I wanted to, like, experiment. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. It was my first time, and
nobody knows.
No, like, I was just like, you know, it is what it is. Like,
whatever happens,
happens, you know? Yeah. And surprisingly, it went really well. So, like, I was really glad about that. But then after a while, like, I was just like, you know, hey, some of my family members know about it. Why not just, you know, go all the way out, you know? So I started telling everybody about it and going public and everything. So that was my experience with it. So, like, what was I going to try to say? A lot of Black people recently in America are facing a lot of, you know, issues, especially in, like, the gay community, or, like, being Black in general. Yeah. So, like, you mentioned that you didn't have any issues with that at all.
As being LGBT and Black. You know what? Coming out, I've never really had someone, you know, come to me and be like, oh my gosh, like, why are you gay? Or, like, I never received any, like, negative feedback from it. But it's like, I've been questioned a lot, you know, ever since I've been coming out. And to this day, still, like, people still are like, I don't understand how you like women. I'm like, I don't, like, it's like how you like, you know, by how you like women, or how, like, you met, like, men. It's the same thing. So, I mean, I definitely do receive a lot of, you know, and, like, I mean, I was bisexual. I came out as bisexual when I was 20-something. So, yeah. And I did date men. I did date men before I started dating women. And, you know, a lot of the times, it's funny, a lot of guys would be like, oh, like, how are you gay if we were together? I'm like, it just, you know, they're not understanding. And, like, sexuality is, a big thing. It's on the spectrum, basically. Like, it's so broad that even people, I feel like, who say that they're lesbian can, you know, they're not fully lesbian, you know. You can have, you can still find other people attractive.
Yeah.
But I don't know, with, like, I've noticed that a lot with the African community, it's still an issue that needs to be talked about, especially in our, like, families and not, like, our parents and stuff. They don't see, you know, a woman marrying another woman, or a guy marrying another guy, and, like, they're so traditional that it's like, you know, oh, we expect you to date, or, you know, to date someone of the opposite gender, and, you know, have children, have a family. And so it is a hard topic, you know, bringing up to them. But I mean, I'm happy, and
yeah,
that's all that matters, is if you're happy with yourself, That's it.
Exactly. I'm glad you're happy. Was there anybody that you looked up to growing up that was gay that you felt was like leading you in like the right direction that kind of helped you get more comfortable with coming out?
No, actually, I didn't. I didn't have anyone. Like, I mean, growing up, you know, like when I was younger, like when you see, like you hear about gay couples or anything, you know, our parents are like, you know, people will make little comments in there, you know, and like you take it, you're like, oh, well, shit, what if I came out? And, like, you know, those comments are going to come to me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I didn't really have anyone. I didn't think girls were gross, but like, I didn't know who to talk about it with. Like, hey, yeah. Like, you want to talk about girls with me?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, I couldn't talk to my brother about it. He'd probably be like, what's wrong with you? Or, I don't know. So I didn't have anyone. Not until I was over an adult, like way over 18, until I had friends who were like, you know what? I think I might like women. And that's when it kind of came across to me like, oh my gosh, like, someone's actually saying they like women too, and like, and I actually know them. So I was like, this is kind of like a new book for me. So
yeah, that's awesome. Well, yeah, so I didn't have a lot of questions for you, but I am bringing a part two. Was there anything that you wanted to add, or any like stories or any like points or anything that you wanted to touch on the subject to help other people out or anything?
I would just let them know that you're not alone. You have people who are supportive of you. And, you know, like, if you find out, like, be happy, you know, embrace it and live your life after knowing. So,
yeah, especially in a culture that does not accept it. Yeah.
I definitely want to, like, you know, open more doors up for that. And like, in like aspect of our community, you know, like, let them know that there are people who are gay out there.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely appreciate you.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Was there any last comments?
No. I feel like everyone knows now.
You're out here in the whole world to hear, man. Yep. Awesome. Everyone... I definitely appreciate you, you know, having the courage to come up here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, you guys, so much for listening. I will be bringing more content very, very soon. Don't forget to check out my Instagram at Let's Be Honest. All of my links are on there as well. And as well as, please don't forget to comment, share, subscribe to all of my podcasts. They're all on every podcast platform. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a great day.